May the courage and strength of the Lord be yours, precious family. Just to give you a little background, we've been nursing our dog, Giardia. We're treating him for it, but to see him suffering, it's our collie, is really, really hard. You know, being listless, not running around, not eating, just drinking water. We're all praying for his recovery, but he's a pretty sick puppy at this point. We went to the vet and got him medication, and when that medication ran out, he was still sick. So we're making more plans to take care of him. You know, and even if you have a child and you've seen a child sick, it's difficult. You love them. You're attached to them, and it's so hard to see them suffering, especially innocent animals. To see them suffering. And this dog in particular has always been a victim soul, always, from day one. And he contributes. And the Lord has said that the animals too suffer. Well, the whole earth groans in anticipation of the Lord's return. So it makes sense that the animals and the trees and everything in anticipation, waiting anxiously for the release of sin from this earth. When I came into prayer, the Lord began, "You know how I love those on earth when you feel the sorrow for your animals. I don't have the kind of concern or sorrow for people, although once in a while when a really difficult case comes up, I can be that way. But the Lord was trying to draw an analogy here, and he said, when you feel the sorrow for your animals, it is my one way to communicate to you how I suffer. Anything you can do to alleviate that suffering, Claire, anything, anything. This is what I'm asking of you. The sickness of your cherished puppy, how it affects you. Yes, how you suffer. That is precisely how I suffer for souls, watching them and their sickness of soul and body. I want you to experience this so you will know how desperately I need your prayers and good works." And so I'm saying to you, my heart dwellers around the world, this message is for the lost that are around you. It's for you to rise up and have a heart for the lost. So if you have a sick animal or a sick child or a sick mother or father, you can relate to what the Lord goes through for the souls on earth. But the problem is, when a soul dies and goes to hell, he'll never see that soul again. That soul is not in heaven with him. And that is the most painful thing that he suffers. So remember that when you're dealing with sickness of any kind, that the Lord himself is feeling that pain for his people. He continued, "They are dying in their sins, beloved. Do you know what that means? Yes, it means they are lost forever in hell because they do not know their right hand from their left. If they did, they would not perish." So I replied, "Lord, I cannot believe that your mercy is allowing so many to perish." He continued, "It is their choice because what they have been taught is upside down. The teachings are from Satan and his devils. As a result, they choose the worst possible choice because they do not know my love. I have need for you to show them this love and convince them that I am the better way. So many have been beaten and downtrodden by alcoholic fathers and mothers who continually took out their life circumstance on innocent babes, so they grow up damaged, embittered, and without hope. Oh, Claire, the travesty done to these little ones, it is horrendous. But here you have a chance to redeem them. So many of these are in great need of conversion, which will come through a loving and gentle hand. Once they realize who I am to them, it will be a no-brainer." What he's talking about here is the work that he set before us in town in this area. a church has been donated to us to use needs a lot of work, and it's in right smack in the middle of the worst part of the area. So there are a lot of people that are in that area that he's talking about. There's great poverty, a lot of drugs, a lot of suicide and hopelessness. Truly, what they need is someone who just listens well, someone they can talk to, and someone who knows the Lord's loving and tender, forgiving nature, so that they can see they have nothing to fear from Jesus. Someone they can talk to, that they can trust, that cares, and will pray for them. So I'm asking you, dear heart dwellers, to please pray for the souls of this Pinasco and Rodarte area. Also, I want to let you know that the 21st and the 23rd are coming up. And these are times when the Satanists do a lot of evil. So please pray your binding prayers and be prepared for a firestorm coming up. Also on the 1st of May is the same thing. They're going to be putting out curses to hurt marriages and families and accidents and deaths and all kinds of things. So let's pray against this evil. Let's bind it and surround your family with a hedge of fire. Surround Pinasco with a hedge of fire and that whole area, because it's also loaded with witchcraft. As you well know, we've been the recipients of their bad feelings for a while, but we are praying for them. A lot of them were brought up in impossible circumstances that left them terribly scarred. And as the Lord said, they don't know their left hand from their right. So please pray for them and pray for us to be strong, because the attacks against us have been frequent lately. Attacks against faith and hope, especially. And also the 1st of May, Walpurgis Night, that also is a satanic feast day, like Halloween. So there's a lot of evil being done up until that time, and then they launch their curses on that time. So please pray over your families, over the nation, over President Trump, especially over New York City, that God will have mercy in some way, that it won't be as bad as it could be. And God bless you, and thank you for supporting us and for praying for us. It really, really, really makes a difference. Thank you so much. God bless you.